Okay, before we get carried away with Rav Akiva Eiger, since we're talking about Rav Papa and Rav Sheshes, let's learn the Gemara. And after we learn the Gemara, we'll come back to Rav Akiva Eiger. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says, Ki tikinu le rabbanan arba amis, bialma, besode de balabayis le tikinu le rabbanan. That when were the Rabbanim misakin arba amis? Only ba'alma. Everywhere else, besode de balabayis loy tikinu rabbanim. Zot Rashi, Rav Papa holds that dalad amis is kaina brushas arabim or besimta, but not in the other person's field. So this is what I discussed yesterday. That Rav Papa and the Rosh Hashanah will have later argue. Rav Papa holds a three-way machlokes. The Yamin Aleph holds that Dalaramis is kind of b'chol mokim. Rav Papa holds b'chol mokim except in someone else's field. And Rav Sheshes will hold that it doesn't work in someone else's field and it does not work in Rosh Hashanah. The Gra brings the Girsas Arif. The Rif is Gairis instead of Ba'alma. He's Gairis Besada Da'alma. Now, according to that Gersa, ki tekinu le rabbanan arba amis besode de alma, it means one with the rabbanan misakin dalad amis in a hefka field, but not in a sode de balabayis. According to that, Rav Papa also holds that brishas harabim dalad amis is not kind. So according to the Gersa Sarif, which is brought down by many of the Rishayim, well, I think most of the Rishayim here, the Rav Papa holds like Rav Sheshes that Dalad Amis doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah, which according to that Rav Papa is Emes Lahalacha. Okay, the Gemara goes on. Va'afa gav d'zachel le'ramana rachmada b'gava, even though the Torah was Zaycha, the Oni, in this field of Peya, ki zachel le'rachmana la'aluchi bav l'nkutei Peya, l'mavi chetzera le'zachel le'rachmana. What is the Gemara adding with this speech over here, Afal Gav? So the Ritva is Masber, that it's coming here to tell us the following Chiddush. That even though part of Hilchis Peya requires the Bala Sodeh, he must allow Aniyim into his field. It's Megzeres HaKosuv. You can't separate Peya and tell Aniyim, I don't let you in, no trespassing in my field. You have to let Aniyim in your field. The Rambam says you could limit them. You can tell the Aniyim you can't just walk in all the time after work in my field. But the Rambam's lashon is you can let in for a few hours in the morning and a few hours in the evening. You don't have to let them in the whole time. But Lamaisa, they do have schus halicha, and Ani has schus halicha in the field. So you might say, since this Ani has schus halicha in the field, he could be kind of with Dalad Amis in the field. So to Gemara, no. The Rashi, which many of you asked me about Pshat in the Tap Rashi, the first Rashi on the Amid, Ki tekinu le rabbanan b'alma, k'gayim b'simta, shirushas l'chal adam, ayibshus harabim, ayibshus harabim, v'hefka l'rabim. I'm sorry, the second Rashi. Loi tekin le rabbanan. Hari ein lo adam sham dalet amis miyuchadais, shahar bei chaveirim yesh loi b'saycha. What does that mean? Shahar bei chaveirim yesh loi b'saycha, ayim demetzla. He's got a lot of friends there. What do you mean, got a lot? What does that mean? I'm going to collect peya. So I have a lot of chaveirim also collecting peya. It's Shana Rashi. No, it's going on this Gemara of a Papa. If it's going on Rav Sheshes, it's going on Rav Sheshes. How's it going on Rav Sheshes? What? I don't follow. He's going to Rosh Hashanah. If it's going on Rosh Hashanah, you're right. Then it's Pashu Pshat. The way I understood Pshat and Rashi, which would also be true, I don't know what Rashi's Kavana was, when an Oni goes to collect Peya, he doesn't have Dalad Amis in the field. Because just like the Torah gave him a right to collect Peya, It gave other aniyim. A Arani can't stand in the field and say, whatever's in Dalet Amos is mine. Even though he has schus halicha there, his chaveirim also have schusay halicha there. The other aniyim also have schusay halicha. And they also have a right to be there. Now, I just said it's true. Whether that's Rashi's kavana, I'm not sure. But Ritva learns from here la halacha that even if you have schus halicha, sus drisa in someone else's field, let's see, he even paid him for it. You paid him for the right to walk through his field. The Gemara, the Mishnayos, in Basra have cases where a person buys a field surrounded by other fields, and he buys schus drisa, a right to walk through. The Ritva learns from here that even if you buy schus drisa, you have a right to walk through someone's field, that does not give you kinyan dalet amos in that area. You have no kinyan in the guf hafil, just because you have a right to walk through. And he says that's all nichlal in what the Gemara is saying here. That afal gav dizachi rachmona bigava, even though the Torah gives an oni, a schus drisa in the oshias field, but kizachi rachmona halaluchiba, it's only to go there, to take payah. And that's not enough for kinyan dalet amos. You have a right to walk through someone's field, doesn't give you rights for kinyan dalet amos in the other person's field.
If you rent an apartment,
you certainly have kinyan chatzar in what you rented. In the hallway, on the way up, so that you don't have, it's not yours. You just have schlus drisa there. So in the hallway, you won't have schlus. We once cleared, when we learned Bava Metzia last time later, if you rent an apartment, in an apartment house, in a private house, whether in the is pshat that you rented the hallway to, and it could be kind of, it's a chatzar shel shutfim, you could be kind of things in the hallway, or is pshat, no, you rented your apartment. You have a schus drisa in the hallway, you have a right to walk through. It's not yours. So I'm not sure legally how it works. You still will come into it again. Chatzeris, you need either way.
You have no rights to it?
Well, you certainly have schus drisa there. And if you have no rights, you also need it, right? If you have two apartments that open one to the other, and I have no rights in yours, you have no rights in mine, to carry from one apartment to another. So that's for later. We'll get to it. But Al Kapo, we talk about Chatzar Shel Shutfim. But anyway, this is the Chiddush of this Gemara, as I state in Ritva, that there's no Kinyan Arba Amis by a Kinyan by a Sada, we only have Schusei Drisa. Okay, now the next Gemara, Omar Rava, is the same Gemara we just had. Just instead of focusing on the Mishnah and Peah, it focuses on our Mishnah. Omar Rava, Maisav Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Nezikin. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi asked on Kinyan Dal Amos from Nezikin. Same kasha just on our Mishnah. And the same teretz. And the same kasha on the teretz. Itikim rabbanon kilo yama mayava. And the same teretz on the kasha on the teretz. Kivan the nafal le'aleh gali daitim vilech and nikni baramais le'nicha le'nikni. The same exact teretz. And then the same second teretz, except here, instead of Rav Papa, it's Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes omar, ki tikin rabbanon besimta d'achmi rabbi shalom d'achmi rabbi le'sikni rabbanon. Bo b'chol mokim kamo, kol mokim lesu yitzi d'irishosurem. So what's the Gemara saying? That same exact discussion, except that Rav Sheshes ends up with the words of Simta, and he says Beferish excludes Rishasarab. When the Rif and the Rosh bring down this Gemara, they bring Rav Sheshes, and they don't bring Kivan the Nofale Goli Daitem the Filech the Nikli. They don't bring the first Teretz. They only bring the second Teretz, Rav Sheshes. And Beis Yosef is medayik from there that we do not paskin kivan the nafal galidaita to be nefila nichalei delekni. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rav Sheshes. So from the Rif and the Rosh, it's clear that they hold the halachas like Rav Sheshes. The kavanas haRambam is less clear. The Rambam's derech is to bring the lashon haMishnah, and since he brings the lashon of the Mishnah, it's hard to know, does he mean the Mishnah the way Rav Sheshes explains the Mishnah? Or does he mean the Mishnah and he holds of the Svara, even the Nafal Golidaite, Dalaramis Lilichalei Delikni? If you just bring Lashna Mishnah, it's hard to know what the Rambam meant. The Magen Mishnah learns that the Rambam paskins like the first Teretz, kivin the nofel le galidaitib in the field of Nicholai de Likni, and Barabbas le Nicholai de Likni. And the Kesef Mishnah argues, the Kesef Mishnah says no. From a diuk in his lashon, he says no, he means to paskin like Rav Sheshes. No, so how does the Beis Yosef goes with the Magen Mishnah and Kesef Mishnah? Who's the Beis Yosef usually go with? Magen Mishnah or Kesef Mishnah? Huh? Why Kesef Mishnah? Huh? You don't remember? You have to remember. Huh? Because the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah are the same person, right? The Beis Yosef wrote first the Pirush on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, and then a Pirush on the Torah. When he finished being Mefarish other people, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote his own book. But so the Beis Yosef is a Kesef Mishnah. He goes with his understanding that the Rambam is like the Riff and the Rush. He says the Rambam, the Riff and the Rush are the same. So certainly we paskin that way, which is we paskin like Rav Sheshes. So from this, we have what we call Rabbi Kivager's Klal, which says in the Mishnah Melech as well and others, that we paskin that if you're mechavim for a kinyan she'ein hamayil, and you do at the same time a kinyan hamayil, that you're kind. This is the way we paskin. And we'll talk a little bit about the Svaras HaInyan, how that works, and that we'll discuss the Birchas Avram, his approach to the Machlaikis, which he's actually bringing B'Shem, I think he means from B'Shem to Brisker Rav. The Birchas Avram actually starts with the Gemara in Be'ya Lamites, which Tosis on top of Yoram and Aleph quoted, which is talking in Hilchis Tchumen. Hilchis Tchum. Dinei Tchumen apply to people. People are not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. And it also applies to objects. If you own something, you're not permitted to take it out of your Tchum. I don't know if anybody's aware of that. You can learn whole Erevin. Erevin only talks about, it doesn't only, but mostly talks about people. And Masechtas Beya talks about objects. The reason is because Erevin is talking on Shabbos, and Shabbos you can't carry anyway. So it's not negeah so much to things that you would carry. Beya, which is Yom Tif, on Yom Tif, is negeah to things, that you can carry things. You have to know you can't carry it. So the halacha is, it's a certain, definitely this way, that you can't take someone else's thing. Let's say you're in Camp Agoda, and you made an Erev to go to a certain spot. And you're going chutz l'tchum of Camp Agoda, you made an Erev. And you need a coat. You want to borrow somebody else's coat and wear it. So if that person didn't make the Erev, you cannot borrow the coat on Shabbos. Because that coat is limited to the tchum of the owner of the coat. And if the owner of the coat did not make an Erev, he can only carry, let's say, around camp. A lot of people, especially people who have family in Benos, they make an Erev, and they walk from Agudah to Benos for the Suda. So when they come, it's just out of the tchum. So as you know, there's an Erev Chatzeres. So when they come, if they're wearing somebody else's coat, they have a problem. If they're wearing anything of somebody else's, are carrying, they won't be carrying. But you have to know that that's a halacha psuk in the Mishnah, that objects, a person's objects, have his tchum. If you borrowed it before Shabbos started, it goes according to the borrower. But if all tchum are set at the onset of Shabbos, and objects have a din of tchum. The case that the Gemara in Bay is talking about is water. Water which is ownerless. You have a stream of water, and right now the water belongs to nobody. It has no limitations of tchumen. The water's running. It's going to run way out of its tchum over Shabbos. There's no problem. There's no tchumen on the water because no one owned it. Whoever's kainit on Yom Tif, at the time he's kainit, it gets his dinei tchumen. So the Gemara there has a case where someone went to draw water from the stream for his friend. He went to take water. Reuven went to take water for Shimon. Does it become Shimon's? Well, if you hold on, it becomes Shimon's. No Shaila. It becomes Shimon's as Shimon's tchum. Gemara is a Shaila. What happens if you hold on? If I draw water for Shimon, I'm not kind of fishing. What happens to the water? So Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara that it gets the Tchumen of Reuven. Reuven picked it up for Shimon. He wants to be kind of for Shimon, not for himself. Reuven picked it up for Shimon. So if you hold that, the wood is not Shimon's. Whose is it? It's Reuven's. So it gets the Tchumen of Reuven. That's Rashi Sheet on that man, the armor of the Gemara. It's also Rav Sheshes. Okay. So he holds it gets Kiragle Hamamala. Why? It's not Rashi, because it becomes Reuven's. Tosis is Matmiya. Tosis says, how does it become Reuven's? Reuven wasn't kind of it. What did Reuven do? He picked it up to be kind of for Shimon. And it's not Chal for Shimon. So why should it become Reuven's? So therefore, Tosis says that it doesn't get the DNA, it doesn't become Reuven's unless Reuven's Mechavin, then he wants it for himself. Comes out, we have here Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, besides Hilchis Tchumen, and Halacha L'Maaseh and Hilchis Mamonos. If I pick up something for someone else, in a way that it does not work, however you'll figure out a case, that I pick up something for someone else in a manner in which it doesn't work, would I be kind of? Let's say I pick something up, I want to be kind of for someone else, and I didn't know it, but Nebuch, that person died already. So when I pick it up, I want to be kind of for Shimon. Shimon's not alive. So Shimon's not kind of. His Yarshim also not kind of. They're only Irish things that belong to him. It never belonged to him. So what? Who? Well, the question now is, we pass him a b'yam silcha v'er konach v'er. So I'm walking in the street, I pick up something for Shimon. I didn't know it. Shimon's dead. According to Rashi, so I own it now. It's mine. It's mine. According to Tosfos, it can't be mine. I didn't have kavanah to be kinder. All kinyanim need das. That's our Aleph Bey's rule. All kinyanim need das except for kinyan chatzar. Chatzar is kinder shalom yidaitek. But all other kinyanim need das. So if I picked up something, I want to be kind of for Pliny, and Pliny's not around. So Rashi says I'm kind of myself. Zoktai says, what do you mean? Kinyanim nidas. How can I be kind of for myself? This is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How do you answer Rashi? How do you answer Rashi? I picked up something for Shimon. Shimon is not alive. How does it become mine without Kavanah? So what we see, the Birchas Avram learns up as follows. You need kavana for kinyanim. That's the rule. The cardinal rule, kinyanim need kavana except for kinyan chatzar. Every kinyan needs kavana. What's the marker for that? What's the original source that kinyanim need kavana? It's a Gemara in Yevamis Daf Nun Beis. The case there is Ha'oider b'nichsei hager. Ha'oider, I involved Al Reish. Means he's working in the field of nichsei hager. V'kasav rashu shalai. I'm working in the ger's field. I think it's mine. Little do I know it's a ger's, and the ger died. And what I'm doing now, if I'm a chavin, it should be a kinyan chazaka, I would be kainet, because it's hefker. But I didn't know it's hefker, I thought it's mine. So the Gemara says, "Ha'oider b'nichsei hager v'kasav arshehu shalai." If you're working in a ger's property, and you think that it's your property, so you're not having a mind to be kaina. You're not kaina. If you think that it's yours and it's really hefker, you're not kaina. Why? Because you need kavana. You can learn the Gemara two ways. What do you need kavana for? By kinyanim. You could learn that you need kavana for the maisa kinyan. Means to say that if you're not mechavin to do a kinyan, it's just not a kinyan. If you pick something up and you don't have a mind to be kinder, that's not called a maisa kinyan. A maisa kinyan needs kavana. So that when you're working in nichsei hager, let's say you're fixing the fence, you're putting up a lock, if you're not thinking kinyan, that's not a kinyan. It's a repair. That's not a kinyan. So you could learn that you need kavana to make it a maisa kinyan. Or you could learn, no, the maisa doesn't matter. The maisa, you're thinking to do the maisa. You need kavana for the chalois hakinyan, that it should become mine. There are two ways to learn kavana by kinyan. Each one fits into the case of Eidah v'nichse Ager. So the question one is, which one is true? Do you need kavana for the maisa? Do you need kavana for the chalois? The third way to learn. You can hold that you need kavana for both. But that he doesn't go into. He just says two ways to learn. Either you need kavana for the maisa kinyan, or kavana for the chalois kinyan. Zok de Birchas Avraham, that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, if I pick up a hefker thing, I want to be kind of a Shimon. Shimon's dead. Shimon can't be kind of. I'm kind of for myself. Which kavana did I have? When I picked up for someone else, I had kavana for a Maisa Kenyan, right? I had kavana for a Maisa Kenyan because I wanted to pick it up for Pliny. So when I picked it up, so Pliny should be kind, I did have a mind Maisa Kenyan. What was missing, I didn't have kavana the chalois hakinyan. Because I didn't want to be kind of for myself, I wanted to be kind of for someone else. Rashi holds, you only need kavana for the maisa hakinyan. That's all you need, is kavana for the maisa hakinyan, and that's enough. So that's pshat in Rashi, where Rashi holds that if I pick up for someone else, I'm kind of myself. I didn't have kavana. Tosis says on Rashi, you didn't have kavana. Tosis Rashi holds kavana. All you need is kavana that it should be a maisa kinyan. You had kavana; it should be a maisa kinyan. You just wanted the result should be plainest kind, and actually the result is that you're kind. So that's according to Rashi, it's good enough as long as you have kavana for maisa kinyan, adequate. Tosis disagree because Tosis holds that you need a kavana for the chalois hakinyan. And since Tosis holds you need a kavana for the chalois hakinyan, therefore, it's enough. Therefore, it all depends on who you want that should own it. If I pick something up, that Pliny should own it. And Pliny is dead. So it can't become mine. Because I didn't have a mind the chalois hakinyan for me. I had the kavana the chalois hakinyan for Pliny. Since I didn't have kavana for the chaloi sakinya for me, therefore it's not chal. These are the two ways to learn kavana sakinya. It's machlekes according to Berachas Avraham, to Rashi and Taisvis. And it's a very geshmak, a pretty clear two parts of kavana for a kinyan. Okay, kavana for the maisa, and kavana for the result of the kinyan. So he writes, Berachas Avraham writes that he dishtikal Torah, he told over to the Briska Rav. He wanted the Briska Rav's haskama. That is a matter of fact, he buys us a little more that kavana is for Maisa Kinyan. He said the Briska Rav told him that this is all taloi in the Rabbi Kiva Eger of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheyna Mayel. How? How's it told in Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheyna Mayel? As follows. What's Rabbi Kiva Eger saying? Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheyna Mayel case is I go and I lie down on money in the street. The money in the street, I lie down on it, I say I'm kind of with lying on it, with nefilah. So I'm not kind of with nefilah. Am I kind of with Dalet Amos? Am I kind of with Dalet Amos? What's the halacha? If it's Sidei Rishus Rabim, I lie down on money, I'm kind of it. If the halacha is, then I'm kind of. I told you yesterday. Even though the Mishnah says you're not kaina, Rav Shesha says the Mishnah is talking Rishus Rabbi. If it's a simta, Tzidei Rishus Rabbi, I lie down on money, I'm kaina. What kavana do I have when I do a nefila? I lie down on the money and I have in mind that within the nefila I want to be kaina. So I'm kaina with which kinyan? Which kinyan does it work? With kinyan of Dalet Amos. What kavana did I have? for the Maisa Kenyan? No. I didn't have Kavanah for the Maisa Kenyan because I wasn't thinking about being kind of a Dalai Lama's. I had Kavanah for Nefilah, which is not a real Maisa Kenyan. So I failed to have Kavanah in Maisa Kenyan. I did have Kavanah for the Chalaisa Kenyan. That the Kenyan should be Chal, that I had Kavanah because I wanted it to become mine. Rabbi Kiva Eger's whole Yisoid, that when you do a Kenyan Mayel and a Kenyan Sheina Mayel simultaneously, and you have Kavanah for the Chalaisa Kenyan, it works. It's all gebayt on the idea that the only kavana you need by kinyanim is chalais hakinyan, that's it. It's the only kavana. You don't have to have kavana for the maisa kinyan at all. You don't have to have any kavana for the maisa kinyan. That's Rabbi Kivega's case. You did a kinyan amayel without kavana. You did a kinyan she'en amayel and you had kavana for that. It's health garnish. A kinyan nefila is not a kinyan. Why are you kaina? Because you have kavana for chalais hakinyan. And it's enough, kavana for chalois hakinyan, that's good enough to get ownership of something. So the Brisker Rav says, and that's the glat pshat in Svaras Rebbe Kiva Eger, that the whole Rebbe Kiva Eger is gebayt on this assumption that the only kavana you need by kinyanim is the chalois, the result that should become yours. The maisa kinyan, you don't have to be thinking of a maisa kinyan, it doesn't matter. As long as you want the chalois hakinyan, that's good enough. This is Rabbi Kivega's Svara, and it's something that we'll work with yet later when we talk about Tosis here on the Amid Beis. There's a Ktsais in Simin Reishai and Hayes of Kut and Gibel. A very Geshmaka Shaila. You're going in the street, and there's something hefker on the floor. And you want to tell somebody to pick it up for you. But you don't want him to be kainet. Right? You don't want him to be kainet. You want to be kainet. So if you're going to tell him, hey, look, someone lost something, pick it up, he's going to pick it up for himself. So what you tell him is, oh, that's my whatever. You're walking in the street, you see a wallet on the floor. So you tell him, hey, that's my wallet. Could you pick it up and give it to me? You're lying, right? But like this, he's not going to know it's Hefka. He won't be able to be kind of for himself. So you tell him, it's mine, pick it up and give it to me. See, he picks it up. You, who sent him, have in mind that when he picks it up, you want to be kinder. Shaila is, now that he picked it up, b'shlichas me, does it become mine at the moment he picks it up? Zichr not. Why not? So he thought he's not making a kinyan, he's just doing a maisa kuf, like just a maisa, he's picking it up for me. Question is, does the b'shaleach's kavana, together with the shliach's maisa, could that work? The Mishaleach has in mind, I want to be kainet, with the Shliach's picking it up. Is that good enough? It's a hard equation to figure out. Mishaleach, we have to try and find a similar case someplace. Mishaleach having in mind, and the Shliach's picking up, does it work or not?
How did the Shliach become a Shliach? If the Shliach is not a real Shliach,
he's a shliach for a maisa, not for a chalais. He's a shliach to do something.
A shliach for a maisa is not really a shliach.
Because nothing's chal.
A katan is a shliach for a maisa, even though only shliach was a katan. If I ask a katan to get me a glass of water, he's not a shliach. He just got me a glass of water.
You're asking a good question. And I'll refer you to the Chiddush Reb Shimon, Simin Yud Beis, which we'll probably get to tomorrow, who talks about this. But first I'll tell you what the Ktsai says. The Ktsai says it works. The Mishaleach having in mind and the Shliach's Maisa works. The Mishaleach, it's a good trick. He could be kind of that way. This k'tzais is reishayin hei gimel. It's a short k'tzais. It's not a hard one to learn. He brings a raya from a shita mekubetzes in our sugya, and he holds that it works. Zok de birchas Avraham. This is vaita toli in our hakira. This k'tzais depends also on what kavana do you need by kinyanim. When we say you have to have kavana, is pshat the maisa kinyan needs kavana, or the chalois hakinyan needs kavana? If you learn that the maisa kinyan needs kavana, then the k'tzais makes no sense. I told someone else to do it, and I have kavana. What does my kavana help? He's the one doing the maisa. His maisa is not a maisa kinyan. It's a misasek. He's doing something else. He's not having in mind that his maisa should be a kinyan. If you learn that the maisa kinyan is what counts, then it makes then pashtus, the k'tzais, would make no sense. Zalta birchas Avraham, the whole k'tzais is gebayit on the same assumption as Rabbi Kiva Eger, that what counts is the chalois hakinyan. Kavana, the maisa doesn't need kavana. The maisa is always into the maisa, it's picked up. What counts is that there should be a chalois hakinyan, which means that the result of the kinyan should be that it ends up mine. So then it helps. If I tell him to pick it up, and I have kavana, it should become mine. So then, Kozman is doing it for me. My kavana will work when I send him to do what he's doing. So Zakti Berchus Avram, not only is the Rabbi Kiva Eger totally in this, but also the Ketzais, when the Mishaleach has kavana, and the Shliach doesn't have kavana, the one doing the act doesn't have kavana, it also works.
The case of the Ketzais is not having a mind for any chalos.
Who? The Shliach. That's interesting. The Shliach has a mind, no chalos at all.
No chalos. So how do you say that?
But the chalais that we're looking for is it should become the mishaleach. So the Ketzais says that the mishaleach's kavana is good enough. That's a big chiddush. Mishaleach's kavana is good enough.
Why can't his kavana be good enough for the maisa?
Why can't his kavana be good enough for the maisa? Because the maisa, there's a term misasek ba'alma. Misasek is when a person means to do one thing, he's doing something else. That's really what's happening here. The maisa, the person doing it, needs to do what? Not a kinyan. And the kinyan is just happening.
But the mishaleach has a mind for that. The same with the chalois, we're using the kavana of the mishaleach for the chalois. Why can't you use it for the maisa?
What's the answer to that? He's asking why, even if you ask the maisa kinyan, why can't you use the mishaleach's kavana with the shliach's maisa? I think what he understands is that it's still not a maisa kinyan.
It's not a maisa kinyan.
It's lifting something up. It's like oide b'nasei agav. What he's asking is, if you hold shlichus, if you learn the shlichus that my kavana with the shlichus maisa combine, why can't they combine to touch up the maisa too? Now, I can't prove to you, but you certainly mask him that it's a bigger step for my kavana to touch up his maisa, then for my kavana to touch up the result. But
can't have a result without
I hear the tide. I can't prove that it doesn't work that way. But certainly, it's a smaller chiddush to say that chalais, that it works by chalais, than to say that it works on the maisa. No, because the maisa doesn't need kavana. So the maisa is there. Right? The whole yisayid of Rabbi Kiva Eger is the maisa doesn't need kavana. Right, the maisa can be bleak on a cloud. The guy doesn't even know. So certainly the ktsais is a chiddush either way, but the ktsais is more glatt if you learn like Rabbi Kiva Eger that it's chalais that needs kavana more than if you hold the maisa needs kavana. So it comes out, I think we have three cases where we're saying that Rabbi Kiva Eger's chiddush is negeya. It's negeya to Rabbi Kiva Eger's case. Kin yamayil kin she'ein amayil. You're not having kavana for the maisa, only for the chalais. The ktsais's case, and the case from the Gemara in Beya, which is a reverse. The Gemara in Beya is like the opposite of the ktsais. The ktsais is the person picking it up has no kavana for a maisa. and Pliny has kavanah for a chalais. The case in Beya is the reverse. The person picking it up has kavanah for a ma'isa kinyan, but there's no kavanah for a chalais. He wants to be chafa Pliny. It's nachal on Pliny. These are the three cases that'll be in nafkamina. There's a fourth case, which is an arichus in Rabbi Kiveger in Tshuva, in Yenet Tshuva, in Lamed Zayin, and the Ktsais in two or three places. They declare if how far the rule of Das Acheres Makna Loi goes. The rule of Das Acheres Makna in the Gemara is in the case of a katan. As you know, ketanim min ha-Torah have no kinyanim. In ha-Torah, a katan can't be kind of anything. However, das acheres maknaloi, min ha-Torah even, if someone gives him something, it becomes his. If someone gives him a lulav and an esrig on sukkis, aknuye akni, he could be kind of it. How's he kind of? Katan can't be kind of. Teretz is, why can't a katan be kind? He has no das. Das acheres makneh works by a katan, that if I give something to a katan, he picks it up, so he's doing the maise, he's missing the das. My das makneh is good enough. You don't need das kaina, das makneh is good enough. It doesn't work by hefker. If a katan finds the hefker, in a Torah he's not kaina. It's only like we had a drabanan, people shouldn't get into fights, so we can be a katanim keeper. So hefker, a katan min ha-Torah, zero kinyanim. But a matana, a mekachumemka, with his das makna, it works. Claret, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Ktsais. Does das acheres makna work by gedolim? By a gadol who's doing a maisa kinyan, but he doesn't know it. He's not thinking kinyan. A gadol is doing a ma'isa kinyan. He wants to buy something. The case that they bring from the Rishayim is a case where somebody wants to buy wheat, and he's measuring it off into a keli. Now, if he's measuring it into his own keli, then he's kaidah because his keli is kaidah. Let's say he has a borrowed keli, the seller's keli, and he's measuring it. Now, when you measure it, you pick it up. He's not having a mind to be kind of with Hagbah. Maybe he doesn't even know there's such a kinyan as Hagbah. He doesn't know there's such a thing. But the makna has in mind that when he lifts it up, I makna to him. Does das acheres makna loi work by a gadol? The my das to be makna to him with his ma'isa kinyan, that works. So that is a machlokes rishayim. The Rajba says it doesn't work. The Ritva says it does work. And the Berachas Avraham says that's a fourth case that should be totally in our clear. What is the das that's needed by the kinyan? What das is needed by a kinyan? If it's the chalois kinyan, what you need is that it should become plainies. So then das makneh could work. Das makneh could work. Either kain is doing a ma'isa kinyan, he is doing a ma'isa kinyan. I doesn't know it, so it doesn't matter. Those who hold that it does not work, that it's a special din by katan, why the mechalitin katan gadol, I'm not sure. But lehalacha, they say it does not work. If they hold it does not work, it only works by a katan who has blank das, so there my das could work. But by a gadol who has his own brains, and either is not mechavin to be kinda, they hold it doesn't work. Why not? Stay whole, you need das for the ma'isa hakinyan. So therefore the makna's das doesn't help. Because still when the kohen does his ma'isa, he's doing it b'li kavana, it's a misasek, it's not a ma'isa kinyan, it's a ma'isa measuring. It's not a ma'isa kinyan. It's a felt in kinyan, and therefore it doesn't work. So this is a fourth nafkamina Berachas Avraham brings in the Soshtikal Torah. But again, it all comes down to Rabbi Kiveger's yisoid, that it's enough kinyan on a chalais. And when you have kinyan on a chalais hadavar, it works. Even kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel works. Now, with this hesber, we have one exception to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Every time we discussed, or most of the time when we discussed Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and usually when you have a Gemara that seems to be a kasha on Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the teretz is different for the following reason. Depends what the case is. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, the rule of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel, only holds true if it's simultaneous. At the same moment that he's doing a Kinyan Mayel, he's also doing a Kinyan Sheina Mayel. At the same second, you're doing the Kinyan that works and the Kinyan that doesn't work at exactly the same moment. So then, this whole Torah makes sense, since you're having in mind the Chalais HaKinyan at the time that you're doing the Kinyan. So therefore it works. But let's say they're minutes apart. Let's say they're minutes apart, it wouldn't work. For example, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, you have this man who sees coins on the floor. And he's screaming, oh, I'm going to go be kaidi with nefilah. He runs over to the coins. And he's within Dalet Amis. He's standing right over them, about to fall on it. So imagine, you have a video of this. A man running to the coin, about to fall on it. Now you freeze it right before he falls on it. Is he kaina? Was he kaina already? Chayra, he's kaina with Dalet Amis. He's already in the Dalet Amis of the coins. So the Chayra, somebody could say, he's kaina, because he's kaina with Dalet Amis. He's within Dalet Amis of them. He should be kaina. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, no. Until he actually lies down on the coins, he's not kaina. Even though lying down is not a kinyan. Right? Lying down is not a kinyan. But the point is, he didn't have kavana. His kavana is to be kind with nefila. At what minute does that kavana kick in? When he actually lies down on the coins, at that moment he has kavana. When he's running and he's within Dalet Amis, it's missing kavana. At that time he has no kavana that it should become mine. He's within Dalet Amis, b'li kavana. It's not his yet. Only when he falls down on the coins and then he has kavana, oh, then it becomes his. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's example, my example. Akiva Eiger says it in the three-line paragraph with Ibra Maslow Be'emes, I think, that in that tshuva, he says that if you're running within Dalet Amis, you want to be kaina with nefila, you're not kaina until you fall on it and you have a mind for the chalais. Now that's the important exception to the rule of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel. Agav, we see from this three lines of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that he does not hold like yesterday's Taz. Yesterday I told you, b'shem the Taz, that Dalet Amis is kaina b'li kavana. Right? The Taz said Dalet Amis is kaina even without kavana. That I told you, Rav Steinman says the opposite. Rabbi Akiva Eiger also says the opposite. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying, when you're running to the coins and you're within Dalet Amis, you didn't lie down on it yet, you're not kainet yet. Because you didn't have kainet for the chalais until you lie down. What? Are you within Dalet Amis? He says you're not kainet. Why? Because you didn't have kavana. That's the opposite of the Taz.
As well as the Rabbi Steinman said that, I need everybody who walked by is going to be kainet.
Right.
So we hear.
Well, that was his kasha on the Taz, that everybody walks by. Doesn't affect this raya. I'm just showing you from this Rabbi Akiva Eiger that he also held that, but like Havana, it's not okay. Now, Rabbi Shimon, in Chiddushei Rabbi Shimon, disagrees with the Ketzais in Simin Reish Ayin Hei. And we'll probably speak it out. So Shimon goes on Taisus on the next sugya, brings a raya. But it's very geschmack because Rav Shimon, I looked in Kiddushin, Simin Aleph, he disagrees with the whole Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the first place, of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel. So it's very nice. The Birchas Avram says that the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who says Kavana is Tolian Chalais HaKinyan, and the Ketzais are going with the same Shita. Rav Shimon, who has rayas, not like the Ketzais, he disagrees with the whole Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Presumably, he disagrees with the whole idea that Kavana Chalais Kinyan is enough. So, all right, there's another shita. But the Ketzais Rabbi Akiva Eiger seem to be a tli and zebizah. Now, we learned half of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger's side from yesterday and today. we learned half the story. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger's Yisayk, and Yimayim Hashayin Amayil. He says it in the earlier tshuva, he says it almost for a pashtus. In the later tshuva, he reinforces it. However, there are three kashas on Rabbi Akiva Eger. And Rabbi Akiva Eger himself, because of these three kashas, has one more exception to his rule. The three kashas are as follows. The first, Rabbi Shlomo Eger wrote a letter to his father. It's printed in the Rabbi Akiva Eger, Simen Reish Chaf Aleph Oishei. He said, Kinyan Mayel Kishen Mayel works. I have a kasha. Gemara in Kiddushin says, HaMekadish B'milva Eina Mekudeshes. Let's say a woman owes me $100. I say, I want to marry you, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, with the $100 you owe me. It's not a good Kiddushin. Anybody remember why? Why is not a good Kiddushin? Right? She's not getting anything now. It's not what we call the Hanah Mekudeshes. It's not a new Hanah. It's old Hanah. She spent the money already. If I'm a Kaddish, a woman, B'milva, with money she owes me, I say, you know, now if she gives me the money and then I give it back to her, of course it works. But if she just owes me the money, I say, Hari Yom Kedeshesli, with $100, that's not a Kiddush. If you're a Kaddish, B'hanoas Mechilas Milva, then it's good. What's Hanoas Mechilas Milva? Means you tell the woman, Hari Yom Kedeshesli, with the hanoah you feel that I'm meichel the $100 chayv. Not with the $100. $100 I'm meichel. I can't be mekadesh with the $100. That $100 is gone. But I'm giving you a new hanoah now. You feel good about it. Hariyah mekadeshesli b'hanoas mechilas milva. That is a good kedushin. That's the halach. Mekadesh b'milva, not a good kedushin. Mekadesh b'hanoas mechilas milva is a good kedushin. Says Zakim Shlomo Eger, what does he say? He says, every time you mekadesh b'milva, every time you mekadesh a woman with the milva, you're also giving a hanas mechilas milva, right? Every time you mekadesh a woman by me meichel $100, she's getting the hanas too. So it's taka true that mekadesh b'milva is not chal. That's a king shein amayil. But at the same time, you're giving a hanoas mechilas milva, giving her the hanoah that you're being meichel the milva too. So the hanoas mechilas milva is a kinyan hamayil. So at the same time, you're doing a kinyan hamayil, kinyan shein hamayil. You tell the woman, I'm meichel the hariyat mekudeshes li, I'm meichel the $100. So with the $100, she's not mekudeshes. But at the same time, you're giving her the hanoah, she feels good, she's nimchal. You should be married with Anas Mechilas Milva. That's also Kinyamayel Kinyashayna Mayel. Rizkurav
said that you have to specify what you're being Mekadosh with.
I guess he's asking on that itself. Why do you have to specify Bishlam if you have to have Kavana for the Maisa Kinyan? Then you have to specify. But if you hold it, you don't have to have kavana for the ma'isa kinyan. That's goofy. He's asking, why do I have to specify for kinyan? My own shana, my own works.
Is kinyan have to be the same thing like kedushin? Kedushin, we have special psukim that happen.
We learn from Stay Efren.
Not the word out there. I hear that there's a kinyan, but the actual kinyan itself is meaning the actual.
Well, we'll say kedushin. What? What was it to
the
rabbanon?
It's the kinyan of the rabbanon. That's kinyan of the rice.
No, Kima Shema looks like a Torah. Muki Yosef is saying that when it's a Kinyan Rabbanan, then Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shein Mayel is just the opposite. Then Kinyan Mayel doesn't work. But Muki Vega is talking Dafka like Muki Yosef,
but
Kinyan Deraisi.
But the Rabbanan only works like Kinyan Deraisi if it's a
time Chatzim. Why should it be
the time? Because that's not working. Time and time have to be in Hefker and then Chatzim.
No. He was going on how a kinyan d'rabbanan helps by kedushin gittin, but we're talking about a kinyan d'raisa. He was saying, how does Dalet Amos work? If it's kinyan d'rabbanan, as it works mitam, whatever. It has nothing to do with this. Here, it's a mamash a kinyan d'raisa. Anyway, that was Reb Shlomo Eger's kasha to his father. Rabbi Kiveger himself in Chelek Beis Simin Nun Vav, he adds a second kasha. The Gemara says, "Hamakadish b'milva upruta." If you makadish a woman, you say, "Hamakadish you with $100 on Michael plus I'm giving you now a pruta. I'm giving you something in addition." So the Gemara says, "If daita apruta, if what she's thinking is the kedusha be with the pruta, it's good. If daita amilva, if she's thinking about the milva also, then it's no good." So Rebbe Kiveiga, who cares if she's thinking about the milva? It's vaita kinyan mayil kinshena mayil. The mekadisha with a milva and a pruta. So daita amilva ain't a mekudeshes. Why ain't a mekudeshes? Lamaisa, I'm doing a pruta also. The chalois, we're both having kavana for. So the ma'isa, we're having the wrong ma'isa. We think we're doing it with this, we're doing it with that. Right, they're the same thing. The third kasha is what we had on that basic kiddushin. You know that you can be mekadesh a woman because of shtar obia. Does the shtar have to be worth the shava pruta? Zakta Rif, the shtar does not have to be worth the pruta. I could prove it, Zakta Rif. How do I prove it? Because if the shtar is worth a pruta, if the shtar has to be worth a pruta, then it's kesef anyway. Right? The shtar has to be hers. You can't give be mekadesh a woman because of shtar v'anai or shaliya and mekadesh. So you're giving her the paper. Zakta Rif, b'shem ha-Yerushalmi, that if you mekadesh a woman with a shtar, a karchach, the shtar could be worth less than a pruta. Because if the shtar is worth more than a pruta, then she's mukadeshes with tam kesef anyway. Zuck the ran on that riff. That's Yerushalmi. The Bavli, the Gemara in Kedushin says, if you mukadesh a woman with a shtar that's worth a pruta, and let's say you find that the shtar is really pasul, has a wrong name in it. So you go over to him and say, "Hari ab mukadeshes li b'shtar zu." The shtar is worth a pruta, but at kinyan shtar it doesn't work. The Gemara says it works, the Torah's kinyan kesef, the daita nami anayar, because her mind is, she's happy to get the paper. The paper has value to her. The Ran says the only reason it works is because daita anayar, because the paper is chashiv to her. And nowadays, nobody cares about paper, because the paper is cheap. Nowadays, right in the time of the Gemara, paper was muksa machas sar and kiss. Had a value. Nowadays, nobody cares about paper. So, nowadays, it's not daita anayar, it won't work. If you give her a shtar, it's worth a pruta, it's pasal at shtar, it won't work als kesef. So, if I defrekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, it should work als kinyan mayil, kinyan sheina mayil. If I want to be mekadesh umu kinyan shtar, why do I need that she has a mind for nayar, for the kesef? Who cares? If she has a mind shtar, and it's a kinyan sheina mayil, there's something wrong with the shtar. It should work as kinyan mayil, kinyan sheina mayil, even if it's not daita anayar. So these are the three cases in Kiddushin. Rav Shlomo Eger's kasha from Hanos Mechilas Milva, Rav Kiveger's kasha from Milva Pruta, and then Rav Kiveger's Tzechen Su, the Ran in Kiddushin by Ishtar. So because of these three kashas, Rav Kiveger there in Chelek Beis, Tshuva Nun Vav, says that Kesef Kedushin is different. The rule of Kinyan Mayil, Kinyan She'ena Mayil does not apply to Kesef Kedushin, because the Gemara has an idea that a woman is very picky. Gnai hula. It's a gnai for the woman. She's picky what you're Mekadisha with. If you're Mekadisha with shtar, without Kesef, she's not so picky. But if you're going to try nowadays, you go to a wedding, and under the chuppah, you're going to tell your kala at the last minute, you know, the rings are very expensive, I only mekadesh you with an apple. She's going to be very upset. If you're going to mekadesh her with something cheap, she'll be very upset. Why is she upset? Kedusha works with a pruta. If she cares so much, the ring is worth $50, is the $50 that matters to her? No. It's a covet thing. It's a gnai for a woman that you're mekadesha with something cheap. To a woman, it matters what she's getting for kedushin. Zot Rabbi Akiva Eger, therefore, by Kesef Kedushin, you can't do that. You can't say, I'm giving you a milvah of $100. But I'm a Kaddish you, not with the $100 milvah, I'm a Kaddish you with the Hanah that you feel good. That's less. Or milvah pruta. I'm a Kaddish you with milvah or with pruta. The Kedushin is with a pruta. Kenayullah, she thinks the Kedushin is with the $100. And really, the Kedushin is with the pruta. By Kesef Kedushin, there's no umdana that the woman is happy with the smaller amount. Gnayullah. So therefore, by Kesef Kedushin, it doesn't work unless she knows exactly what she's getting and she's masking. By other kinyanim, there's nothing to do with a gnay. By other kinyanim, if I'm being kind of something, so I think I'm kind of with nefila. I'm actually kind of with Dalet Amis. I don't care. I just want to be kind of it. So kinyan mayel, kinyan mayel works all the time. But not by Kesef Kedushin. So we have two exceptions to Rabbi Akiva Eger's rule of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel. The exception I mentioned earlier, it has to be simultaneous or it doesn't work. And the second exception that he says by Kedushin, the Kesef Kedushin is different. The stipler, the first stipler of Masechtas Kedushin is an arichus on why Kesef Kedushin is different. I mentioned Gnayula, which is the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Stipler has more of an explanation to why it should be that way. But the bottom line, that's the second exception to Rabbi Kivega's rule of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel, that because of Kedushin is different. So this is Rabbi Kivega. Now, tomorrow we're going to move on to Kinyan Chatzar, which is Chatzar Mishum Yad, Mishum Shlichus. Again, please put in the time. It requires a little extra hasmada. Someone was mired to me that we're only 6 or 7 weeks from Purim, which is a depressing thought when you think of how many blot we have to go. It's a wonderful thought when you think about that we're only 6 weeks from Purim, but these sugis, I can't go too slowly because there are a lot of yisayi to say, Kinyan Dalet Amis, now we're going to have Kinyan Chatzar and Shlichus, but please just stay ahead of me.